Now let's travel to a record store, and it's going to be a long trip. Even though old-style vinyl records are considered hip again in the United States, vinyl record stores in this country are far more rare than they used to be. NPR's Ada Peralta found one, though, in the sprawling Kenyatta Market in Nairobi, Kenya.
When you enter Kenyatta Market, there is a struggle by a bunch of butchers to get you to try their meat. But then you make a left and hit stall number 570, and you find James Rugami. He's in a black beret, surrounded by vinyl records, and he's correcting one of his customers about a musician's origins.
I thought he was a Kenyan.
No, they were not Kenyan. Mr. Peter Kinyonga was not Kenyan.
Really?
Rugami has sold records here for almost 30 years. He's outlived 8-tracks and tapes and CDs, and he's become the keeper of what's arguably the best collection of African rumba records in Nairobi. The music is tropical and traveled from Latin America. A customer picks up an album by Les Wanyika.
Unfortunately, he chose the most expensive.
Shalom Shangula is undeterred.
This mzee is joking, man.
He places the album on the turntable. Suddenly, he's a kid again, watching his parents as they dance in the living room. Rugami says his store is his temple. This place, these conversations make him happy. He points to a shelf right above his head. That's the stuff he doesn't sell.
Ah, is that your stash right there?
That's my stash. Nobody touches that.
I'd like you to listen to this. Simba Wanyika is a Tanzanian group.
This is what Rugami does every day, plays music he loves for the entire market. And the thing he loves the most is when someone comes up to him, full of wonder, and asks, "Who is that?"
It feels good.
That's your mission.
That's my, well, I don't know what.
That's your life's work.
10 to 6 daily.
10 to 6 daily. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.